language 英语。
潘吉这里告诉你。
Hi guys, you're listening to another episode of 潘吉杰尼告诉你，我是杰尼，
我是 Adam。
那今天呢，我们继续那个很 fascinating 非常有意思的话题，就是 Things foreigners will never get about Chinese culture.
Things we just don't get about you guys. We want to. We would love to understand.
And we would love to explain it to you.
Okay, well, let's try.
对，所以我们就会做这个主题啊。那我们上一次讲了什么Filial piety,、孝顺，然后 being a collective society,、集体的东西，然后还有很多养生，最精彩的上火 internal fire,、从很大的事情讲到很日常的啊。今天我们也讲一讲一个很大的中国的概念吧 ,fundamental, 很核心的一个概念就是面子。
Okay. Can we say face? Is that people?
在英文里面就是看到人家说一个 face,
yeah,
that
say,
saving face,
save face, lose face,
lose face,、yeah. 对吧、就是没面子丢脸了、lose face, 然后你要给一个人面子不要让他丢脸就是 to save face.
Yeah.、Well, that's the one thing I've never understood is the give face. I think in English we also have lose face.
英文里面你们其实 lose face 这个事情本身就有
right,
不光光是中国的概念
Maybe
it started
I think it could have、
yeah.
It's not like long time no see. Long time no see obviously started in China、
oh, 你说 long time no see 那句话肯定是从中文翻过去的
But you know lose face Because humans we all have faces
对对对有些东西可能是 universal、共通的、
But maybe it came from China
但是你说有一个概念叫 to give someone
give face, yeah, or not give someone face.
哦，你给不给一个人面子
？Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time I ever heard 你太不给我面子了。What does that mean? Because I think in this case, I didn't cheers somebody at the bar and
没有跟一个人干
give,
没有把那个酒都喝掉是吧
yeah,
你不给我面子
yeah so, oh you know I'm sorry that was not what I meant to do
对所以其实 I agree with you Adam 就是我觉得 the concept of face 面子这个其实很多文化里面都有、就算有的时候对中国不是很了解没有来过中国的老外有时候你跟他说to lose face、或者什么他知道的丢脸啊、
right.
什么就是 embarrassing situation
Embarrass,
right they get it but yeah the idea of how face works、especially to give or not give、
right.
face I think this is very Chinese
sure
你前面举的那个例子是我觉得 maybe most common 日常生活中的啊、这个喝酒啊什么、你不给我面子对吧不干然后另外一个什么有面子没面子的事情我又发现因为我家的那个钟点工阿姨嘛 她是帮我们买菜的然后呢我就会比如我每周就给她买菜的钱然后呢有两次我忘了或者有两次她可能买比较贵的菜、
She used her own money?
Yeah,、because she ran out of the money I gave her、然后后来等有一次我再给他钱的时候他就说哦他说上次我已经帮你垫了多少多少钱 I used my own money because、I bought this you know, expensive fish 或者什么然后因为他会觉得 if she just told me oh I ran out of money、就是他也会很没面子然后也不给我面子、Do you get it?
No I get your words、but no
你不不明白后面这个深层次的 idea 是吧
I understand that it is an idea.
So, in the West,、that kind of situation, it's completely natural and normal to just say to someone,、please give me more money because、I ran out of the money you gave me.
Sure, yeah.
就是都可以的
Well, you know, I've in my experience, if I am paying someone to do something, like for example, buy some stuff,、and they use all of the money, they're probably going to give me a receipt at some points. Maybe if she's buying food in China, she's not getting a receipt for everything.
其实说到这个什么钱啊和面子，还有在中国，我觉得就是比如。 if you lend someone money,、嗯、就是你把钱借给别人、嗯、然后有的时候我们也会很不好意思直接问人家要，因为我们会也是觉得、yeah. first of all I lose face、
mm-hmm.
if I say to someone hey it's time to pay me back.
Yes,
我们也 and at the same time we also feel like that person willLose face. We're not giving them face、yes. if we remind them, hey, you're owing me, you owe me money.
Actually, I am going through this right now.
Oh, 你是 did you borrow or did you lend money?
Actually, it's when I went home to Canada.、A friend asked me to bring him back a bottle of、cologne.
香水
Right. And, you know, it's not cheap.And he said, okay, you bring it back and I will pay you.、
嗯、
and, you know, I mean, it's not so much money, but...
几百块人民币对吧
Yeah.
It's still money.
Yeah, it seemed about 700 or 800 RMB, but still.
什么香水那么贵
Well, that was, yeah.
So, did you ask him?
He actually said, when I gave it to him, he said, I will pay you next month.
Okay.
And then next month came, and next month,went、and still nothing and yeah I'm in this position where
so this friend is Chinese
it's、or? Chinese friend yeah,
okay
Chinese friend like he doesn't speak English at all so this is just a purely Chinese relationship
好那guys、
yeah.
听众朋友们你们给 Adam 支支招吧
what should I do
give him some advice 什么是一个最好的 face saving way、
yes.
to remindhis friend
because I like the guy
对所以你看 Adam 到中国一段时间他也觉得直接问那个人要钱也会 you know it hurts face 对不对、
sure.
有点伤面子所以大家在评论里面 you can give Adam some advice
please 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 also he is from China's Dongbei and I heard that the Dongbei people、
oh.
really love the face is that true?
这个大家也可以在评论里告诉 Adam
okay, please,
因为我不是东北人所以 I can't speak for、
okay.
我们的东北同胞好那 face 真的很多东西讲可能下一次开在另外一集讲吧我们现在的 move to the next 讲讲情感好了 love、mm. and relationship、
Ooh.
嗯，这个我想很多人 Adam have you heard of the phrase 逼婚
I've heard of 催婚 is it
催婚催婚、
yeah.
差不多、
yeah.
好像逼婚更加的 serious
Okay
B is you are forcing someone to、
okay.
do something Probably against their own will、
mm.
So the idea is You know if you're at a certain age 然后你的这个 parents Or sometimes even your You know nosy neighbors、
okay.
Or nosy 就是爱管闲事的、
sure.
什么还有一些七大姑八大姨啊、mm. 有 aunties and、
sure.
什么 uncles 就在Oh,
are you married yet?
对
Why aren't you married yet?
Are you seeing someone?
Yeah, for sure.
The clock is ticking. 就有那种
ticking.
对对对有那种感觉啊。然后呢就是我觉得就有很多 societal, social pressure.、
Right.
但是现在觉得很多单身的就是说 singleton, 单身人士自己其实是可以过一个非常 fulfilled, happy
sure,
life.
Yeah, of course.
但社会这种压力还是有所以有的时候呢就迫于压力你就会去一些什么 matchmaking 相亲、
Ooh.
啊这种或者有一些人他自己也会急他就会以那个结婚为目的 so they date with a very clear specific
purpose right
to get married、
mm.
嗯在西方我觉得你们也是有这些压力
Yeah, but I think for us, it comes later. Like, for example,、
oh.
if you are in your maybe mid-30s and you haven't got married yet, maybe、mm. you will start dating、
mm.
with, as Jenny just said, this clear purpose to get married. But I think, you know, for example, I always ask my Chinese friends, how old, you know, should、a man be when he gets married or a woman? And they usually say, you know, 27.28, that's the oldest. After that, no way.
所以对你们来说，这个时间是往后延了一个 decade, 就是比我们晚十年才会慢慢有这些压力。
Yeah, but even then, like, I think that pressure is probably coming from inside of you. It's not coming from your parents or society.
Really? 你觉得 parents...
Parents love grandchildren. I think everybody knows that. But、
yeah.
I just think that the pressure is more... Because, you know, we want our children just to be happy. If you're happy when you're not married, great.
我们懂了，你们是 individualistic，
right, that's right,
比较个人、yeah. 个人中心、right. 对吧？自我中心。哎，那我问你啊，你们那比如说要去结婚啊，或者什么，会不会像我们这里会觉得需要有一些怎么说 materialistic 的一些 standards、
mm.
物质的标准要达到，比如说
the
you、
house.
need to have 对、mm. property,
property
要有房子、mm. 啊，然后可能什么就我们经常说的有房有车呀，然后
you know I want to say no, I want to say that the love is love and、mm. some, but I think of every reasonable personwant some property.
Some stability,
right, right. yeah.
但是我觉得很大的一个区别还是在国外就是特别房子这个东西 property,、mm. it's not a prerequisite、mm. for marriage.
Okay.
Prerequisite 就是你要先达到的一个像一张门票、yeah. 但是在中国很多时候我们 of course now property prices are so high,、mm. so you know, most people, I think it's unaffordable,
out of reach.
对, out of reach to have that before you get married.
Sure.
但是很多人就是真的，会双方父母给钱啊，自己有什么、mm. 就是砸锅卖铁都觉得我一定要。
Yeah. Do you hear that, Dad?
Mortgage 一个房子，对吧？嗯。就算要付房贷很辛苦，但是也是要婚房很重要的、mm. marriage property.
That's right.
但在国外很多时候就是大家就会 live with the fact that we can't afford a property when we get married、
right.
so if we don't have it that won't stop us、
That's、
from、
right.
getting married
two、right? of my best friends are two couples I guess they both got married with nothing and、mm. you know since then they have made quite a bit of money
然后后来再去买那些
right exactly、so they, you know theywe said before, right? You eat the bitter and then.
上一集节目讲的先苦后甜。
yeah.
哎，他们的对，从这个理论上来讲，好像倒是你们外国人比较先苦后甜，先没房子，什么都没有。
I think so.
对，中国人就觉得那个也是一种 a sign of commitment.
Yeah, I think we just see it as a sign of reality.It's just you're young, you're poor, but when
you can't afford it.
When you're in your 50s, you're doing fine.
No, but will your parents help, for example?、
Mm.
因为在中国很多人他自己当然那么年轻是拿不出连首付都拿不出来的、mm. 然后爸爸妈妈或者很多你知道就是家里有儿子的父母就是说先要存钱给他买房子啊、mm. 就是结婚的房子。Does it work that way?
Well, we should find out. Dad, are you listening? Dad?
但我觉得国外真的不太
用。No, I think generally speaking, parents will pay for your university, and then、mm, that's it.
That's it, yeah. 因为还有一个问题就是国外还是很多家庭是多子女、
mm.
You got multiple yeah, kids, right?
right?
So it's hard for parents to help out unless、
yeah.
they're super wealthy.
That's right.
所以大家就那也没办法。
But I have no brothers and no sisters, so、
oh.
mom and dad, if you're listening.
Maybe they have some secret property for you
maybe,
lined up.
Maybe.
可能有个秘密的婚房你不知道而已。好那我们今天的节目就到这儿、如果你喜欢我们这个大的主题很难跟老外解释的中国概念而且我也发现在做这个节目的时候我们也聊了很多也学了很多国外的这个概念、
嗯、
相对面就评论留言里面告诉我们有哪一些小的点啊 specific dimensions topics we can talk about、大家都可以在我们节目的评论当中给出我们意见和建议好那也有很多朋友说很喜欢听潘吉坚尼告诉你但是呢 too much Chinese What if I just want to hear English、
嗯、
那当然开言英语我们的这个 app 还有我们 vast majority 啊，绝大部分的付费课程它都是全英语的、
嗯
你会有中文的文字翻译而已所以它是更 targeted 吧我觉得是更加、可能有目的的来帮你提高英语的口语所以、大家苹果安卓、的市场都可以去下载开言英语的 APP 试用然后呢、购买课程的话最方便和最优惠的渠道还是在我们的微信公众号里面大家在菜单就能看到微信的特惠 Thanks for listening See you next time 再见
Bye guys